Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
A prairie story. Legend has it that back in the 50s, when the county spread blacktop over the gravel on the road straight west to the South Dakota border, one farmer held out. Say, that cottonwood, they told him, is going to have to go before the road goes in. He's too blasted close to the roadbed. Look there at the way he hangs over. Farmer shook his head, said, no way. Farmer said he loved that tree, cottonwood or not, tallest one in his place, best shade too. And you know what? He could give a fig for that blacktop, because who needs the traffic out here anyway? The crew was adamant. Well, we're not interested in fighting about this, they said. It's got to go. Law says it. Farmer looked out at the horizon. Sorry, he said. No smile. Don't mean to stand in the way. But I'm not going to take kindly to your taking down that tree. The road crew left that afternoon. They figured the old guy'd blow off steam that night, and they'd do what had to be done the next day. So the next morning, when they got out there, they got out of the truck to find that farmer sitting in front of the cottonwood on his rear end, legs crossed, arms cradling a shotgun. Now, if you doubt that story, go see that old cottonwood for yourself. It's even bigger today than it was 70 years ago, and it still leans over B-64 west of Sioux Center. Farmer's long gone. But that cottonwood still lords it over the blacktop, stubborn and crooked as the guy who once held out with a shotgun. The characters of that old story are the stock fare of prairie life. Farmer is lean, his shoulders stooped, a road map of a face, a man who might step out of a portrait by Dorothea Lange. And that cottonwood, majestic but bent up and torn by big winds. And all around, a looming third character is the wide prairie, so featureless. The first white men here called it an ocean, a sea of grass on rolling hills beneath a big bowl of broad horizon. It's a land described with elegance by dozens of writers. Will Cather, Marie Sandus, even a couple of discoverers, William Clark and Meriwether Lewis, and our own ancestors, Rovog, Manfred, Sukow. The open prairie makes the farmer's story go. A prairie sun blotches the skin on his face. Prairie winds twist that cottonwood. The wide land we live in frames their mutual stubbornness, makes the farmer look up at that cottonwood as a sidekick in the prairie epic. Trees are no mere commodity here. They stem from immigrant stock, as most of us do. Even today, locked in the security of luxurious tractor cabs, a farmer's livelihood is determined by hailstorms, the grace of threatening winds. It's easy to get stubborn out here in the cold and the heat and the forever wind. It's not hard to get stuck in the old ways, immovable, armed to the teeth, as if forever holding our claim. When strong winds stagger the trees out front, we hear startled branches through closed bedroom windows. We all worry about our trees. Lose a branch from some maple out front? Who hasn't? And what's left looks like a spread compass. That snapped limb half hanging to the ground. There are moments out here when we all become the stubborn old farmer sitting beneath our trees, shotgun in arms, saying no. We measure ourselves by the reach of our trees, after all. They grace our lives with their comely brokenness. They show us what beauty is and isn't. At times before them, we stand in awe, sometimes in sadness. Our trees are our stories. There's a time for everything, says the preacher. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones. Maybe even a time for a shotgun.
Yes, I said, go bring me my shotgun. Boy, bring me back some shell. Yes, I said, go bring me my shotgun. Boy, bring me back a pocket full of shell. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's gonna be trouble here. Yes, you know my woman trying to quit me when I ain't done nothing wrong. She done put me out of doors, boy, and I even ain't got no home. I said, go, bring me my shotgun. Whoa, Lord, in a pocket full of shit. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's got to be trouble.